After Alaska's second worst fire season on record, the state forester told a U.S. Senate committee the government should stop practices that he says needlessly sideline firefighting aircraft. Senator Lisa Murkowski called the hearing to discuss how to improve federal fire management. Alaska state forester Chris Mache says one longstanding problem is that both the Forest Service and the Interior Department require aircraft to meet certain standards for firefighting, and each agency certifies or cards separately. Mache says the two agencies aren't well coordinated.
It's basically some bureaucracy.
In program documents, the agencies say they accept interagency cards, but Mache cited a handful of examples from around the country where aircraft were required to get recertified by a second agency, or state aircraft that couldn't work on a federal fire due to disagreements over which rules apply. Two of his examples were from Alaska.
Also in Alaska, two National Guard Black Hawk helicopters doing bucket work on a Forest Service fire were not utilized for a second mission when it was determined they were not carded.
Mache, in addition to being Alaska's top public forester, also represents the National Association of State Foresters. He says they've been asking for a seamless process between the agencies. Mache told Murkowski he doesn't know what the trouble is.
They are carding to the exact same standards, so it's very perplexing to us.
Then if they're carding to the same standards, why do you have to have multiple cards or multiple certifications? That makes no sense.
That's an excellent question. I wish I had an answer for you on that, but we've been frustrated for years.
No one from the agencies testified at the hearing to explain their process or the particulars of the cases Mache cited.